Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net Podcast for Monday, April 13th, 2009, the day after Resurrection Day, the day we continue to celebrate, as we always should, the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Well, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're preparing this message from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. And we want to encourage you with a message we simply title, It is True. Scripture text is Luke 24:34.
It is true. The Lord has risen.
Calvin Bacon is a pastor friend I met while living in New England. When he retired, he moved to Florida and for several years sent out a weekly email update, an inspiration to his family and friends, prior to his homegoing. And he actually died while on a mission trip in Africa. Well, Cal had many children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And when I read his messages, I sensed a type of modern patriarch, faithfully serving God and passing on the heritage to those behind him. One of his final messages was on Easter Sunday, and he shared a remembrance from early in his ministry. It's a reflection from the past, but a timely truth now and always.
And he wrote, "We celebrate Resurrection Day. I shall never forget an event from the mid-50s. I was on staff at the Stone Church in Chicago, Illinois, as the minister of music and youth. It was Easter Sunday morning, and as usual, we were standing in the foyer of that great church welcoming the parishioners as they came in for worship. They were all dressed up with hats and corsages. There was no communication from overseas except Western Union telegraph. In through the front door popped a young man in a Western Union uniform. He handed the pastor a yellow envelope. Pastor tore it open, and it was from a missionary in Jerusalem. The words, written on 1/4-inch tape and pasted on the yellow paper, read, 'He is not here. Stop. He is risen. Stop. Hallelujah.'" Well, stop was a word used for a period back then, as many of you know. That made a tremendous impact on my young mind. And the same message is just as real today as it was back then. We serve a risen Lord. Hallelujah! Our God is different from any other God in the world. He was embedded into mankind and then killed. But he rose again and now reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise his name. Let's celebrate glory.
And I could just smile as I picture Cal. He was an enthusiastic man up to the end. Well, it is true. The Lord has risen. Have you made this affirmation? It was initially made by the two disciples who encountered the risen Lord on the road to Emmaus. That's the simple, straightforward report that they brought to the 11.
And it's at the very heart of the Christian faith, a matter of first importance, according to the Apostle Paul. In fact, Paul wrote to the Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 17, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins."
You see, our faith is grounded in objective historical fact, not religious myth. Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1, verse 16, "We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty."
And now here we are. Nearly 2,000 years later, 1,976, based upon the commonly held date of 33 AD. We write this early on a beautiful Monday morning, looking out over a vast farm field. You're reading it in a variety of locations, or listening to us in a variety of locations all around the world. After Resurrection Sunday, it's back to work, back to living out the remainder of our allotted time on planet Earth, back to what has often been referred to as the daily grind. Yet the reality of the resurrection is a dynamic truth that should impact and permeate every area of our life. It should invigorate our walk with Christ and renew our hope in the midst of the daily grind so that our spirit soars above the wear and tear of life's demands.
Well, yesterday I shared three great reasons that the resurrection of Christ is of first importance.
Number one, it is a genuine historical event. Secondly, it is the crowning event in God's redemptive plan, assuring us of the ultimate victory. And thirdly, It is a life-transforming event.
One of the great evidences for the validity of the Christian faith is the changed lives of the disciples. From resurrection morning onward, they went forth as devoted servants of the resurrected Christ, and many were martyred for their faith. The resurrection truth meant a deep, abiding commitment to the risen Lord for these early disciples of Christ, and it has for believers in each subsequent generation since. Today, hundreds of millions live for Jesus Christ, and we're two of them. I'm one of them. I have written, but we're here together preparing this message. Brooksine and I stand as a couple wanting to serve this risen Lord, and we earnestly hope you are as well. Yes, it's true. The Lord is risen. And I believe you, as listeners, will properly respond.
He is risen indeed. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, the angel's message in early dawn resounds beyond this place of the tomb where Jesus' body no longer lay, for it resounds in our hearts and soars within our spirits nearly 2,000 years later. We serve a risen Savior who's in the world today, who dwells within our hearts, and who reconciles us to you, our Father in heaven. What a joyous and triumphant day we celebrate on Easter and every day as we acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and who rose again. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a joy to share every day these messages, but I suppose especially the reminder of the good news of the resurrection that we share today. Well, I have one more reflection, too much to get into material today. For many, many years, I've appreciated the story of a proud and ungodly professor who said to a young child who believed in the Lord Jesus, he said, "My little girl, you don't know whom you believe in. There have been many Christs. In which of them do you believe?" Well, she said, "I know which one I believe in. I believe in the Christ who rose from the dead." And amen, so do I. Well, we welcome you to visit our website today at dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos from our day yesterday from both our church and our visits yesterday afternoon to my brother and his family up in the Lehigh Valley, along with an interesting photo we took on the way home. And, of course, we have a number of songs that we have up as links today that we feel will also be a blessing to you. Have a wonderful day. Continue this day and onward till our call home to faithfully serve the risen Savior, who indeed is alive.